Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. The chapter of associating with righteous and pious people. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says in the Quran al-Majid, the translation of which is, O those of you who believe, fear Allah and associate with the pious servants. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala instructed Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as follows, and restrain yourself in the company of those who call unto Allah day and night, seeking only His pleasure. Piety cannot be achieved except by remaining in the company of the pious. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was also instructed to sit in the company of those companions who had entirely devoted themselves to the worship of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. This teaches us, the ummah, a great lesson that the practical application of this verse in their lives is of fundamental importance. Everything is achieved through noble companionship, and all goodness is lost through ignoble companionship. The Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum attained the high statuses due to the companionship of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Who should we associate with? Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhum narrates that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked by a companion, what type of a companion is most beneficial for us? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, One whose sight reminds you of Allah Ta'ala, whose speech increases your knowledge, and whose actions remind you of the hereafter. Imam Sha'abi rahimahullah says, associate with the people of knowledge. If they see any good in you, they will praise you, and if they find any fault in you, they will overlook it. If you err, they will not rebuke you, and if you do something stupid, they will educate you. May Allah Ta'ala give us the understanding. Subhanallah, alhamdulillah, subhanakallah, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka.